Again, they hard-fought game, as you would expect. They finished it the way they wanted to, and we didn't. And in those situations, you can't turn the ball over. You got to get shots up, and we didn't do that. Then the last out-of-bounds play, when we knew they were going to foul, we had a play on it we didn't execute and put us in a situation where we had to miss a free throw. And we got it back in those situations. It's going to be a tough shot to get up there, but we gave ourselves a chance. But at the end, and we got a good basketball team. They're a good basketball team. I think we both have really improved immensely since we met in Knoxville. But it's a tough loss because we had the lead, needed to make just one offensive play, and we didn't do it, and they did.
I think there were a few times in the final few minutes there where y'all were able to get a shot off during a possession with the lead. I mean, I know the guys you're playing clock too some at that point, but how disappointing is it to not even get a shot off?
I tell those guys that late game, you got to get a shot off. I don't care if it's a desperation heave, you got to get a shot off and maybe get lucky. And they went, they went zone, which again, we've got a good zone package, and we got the ball where we wanted, other than the time that Santiago tried to dribble. I don't know why Jordan Bowden, when they last played the game, if they want to take Santiago out, that's fine. I don't mind him at all lifting up behind. And Jordan Bowden should have kept the ball, to be quite honest with you, and made the play. But that's tough because, I think that we've become a better offensive team. And not to get a shot off is frustrating. Because that's all we talk about. We talk about special situations, late game situations like that. You have to get a shot off. And you look at Folk, he had too many turnovers. He played his heart out, but he had six turnovers. And I think, two, three charges and a couple walks. Hard game played the way I think probably Frank and I both thought it would play. That coming down to last possession and or last possessions and give them credit. They finished it better than we did.
Rick Fulkerson scores a career-high 25, and then there's that charge call at the end. What do you say to him after that, when that one call kind of swung
again? Again, it's not the charge, again, because I thought it was a clean charge. I did think that. Only thing, he got called for a goaltend. I'm curious to see when I see it myself, which I thought was a big play at the time. I don't know if it was or it wasn't. From where I was, I wasn't sure about it. That frustrated him because he, and John does a lot, but he gets banged around a lot. He does that, and he the travels. The travels the ones he's got. When he holds the ball too long like that, he turns it over. But 20 turnovers, and again, I don't want to take anything away from South Carolina. We had a bunch of them that we just did ourselves that they had nothing to do with.
When Jordan's dribbling out right there, what's the execution on that play?
We want to be a high ball screen, get downhill, like we heard him throughout the game with that action. He, for whatever reason, he dribbled straight to Santi and put Santi in a tough situation where Jordan's been in enough game there. If they want to take him out, he's got to go. He's got to make a play. So when we gave it to Santi, he tried to split it and he lost the ball we'd like to see Jordan wave him off and just him make the play.
Rick, you've kind of seen Mike Ozar develop over the last few years. Just what have you seen from him?
I love him. I told him that. I don't know if we'll play against him again, but I've enjoyed competing against him as much as any player that we've in my time at Tennessee. I mean, he's just how much he's developed and how hard he works and how much he's stretched his game. And I know. To me, he's turned into what I think Frank wants from a player. He's can take hard coaching, and he plays hard, but he's matured so much at so many different levels. I just love what Frank's done with him, and I know he's taken his coaching, which I really admire.
Last one.
Coach, you said you feel like both these teams have gotten better since you played the first time. Where do you feel like you guys have made the most progress, and what can you do before the end of the season to kind of build on that?
Well, where I think we've made the most progress, honestly, Rob, is I think we've had a group of guys now that we feel like we're moving forward with. We've had to start over, and you guys have been with us all year. We've had so many different things. I think Santi is getting better. I don't think there's any question about that. Today we had to go through it again. Josiah hasn't played in 2 weeks, and trying to get the rotation the way we want it and what we need done, we got to do that. And for a guy that hadn't played in 2 weeks, he did okay. But I just hope we can get everybody healthy. You know, Eve struggled a little bit today. You know, he didn't practice for 2 days, and but he had a couple of breakdowns he normally doesn't have. But I just feel like we got guys that are understanding more what we've got to do and how we need to play, and so I think we are heading in the right direction. That doesn't mean it's going to get any easier, because it's not.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys.